In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. There's some mornings here. This is a wonderful day of Pentecost. We are celebrating it, as you can tell. We've now shifted into a bright new red color. And you may have noticed that I've chosen the gospel reading, not just because it was so beautifully short, and we've been listening to very long gospel readings, but because we don't often hear this on Pentecost, because it was initially set apart for a vigil for Pentecost, or a very early service on Pentecost. So for many of you, this is a late service on Pentecost, and for some of you, it's early. And some of you are going to watch it tomorrow, I suspect. But either way, I wanted to use this, and you'll figure out why in a little bit. But in this short reading, we understand that Jesus is at a festival in Jerusalem. It's the Festival of Booths, which is essentially a harvest festival. And they're celebrating, this is after the harvest, they're celebrating the great abundance of what God has done and what God has provided. But in the midst of this festival, part of the celebration has to do with water and the flow of water. So the water is gathered and it's processed in, and it's actually poured over the altar along with the wine. And there were actually holes in the altar, we believe, and they would pour it, and the holes were of different sizes because the wine and the water were of separate consistencies, so they wanted them to flow equally through. And so water was sort of a big deal, and they've seen this going on. It's now the last day, or the great day. And Jesus, in the midst of this understanding of God's great provision of a harvest and the concept of a living water that brought life to that which was harvested and what brings life to the people, Jesus cries out. You know, he wasn't just hanging out with a couple of folks saying, hey, you know, I'm the living water if you come to me. No, he cries out in the midst of this, let anyone who is thirsty come to me, and let the one who believes in me drink. As the scripture has said, out of the believer's heart shall flow rivers of living water. And then the evangelist John writes, now he said this about the Spirit which believers in him were to receive. For as yet there was no Spirit because Jesus was not yet glorified. And we know that this day, today, we are celebrating Pentecost. And for many, and throughout history, and in my experience as an Episcopalian, I have seen this celebrated like a birthday party for the church. This is like the birth of the church. And you may have come into many things, and I had a dear friend of mine who potentially may be watching this, who's a priest. He actually was also a juggler, and he came in one Pentecost with his little flaming juggling batons. It was quite exciting. But he wanted to make sure that we could actually not only see and feel the fire, but you could hear it, because you know that sound that fire makes when wind whips through it. And he just wanted to make that point. Yeah, and then the balloons tied to the pews on occasion, I'm sure most of us have seen that. Some people, you know, went to great effort to wear, maybe you're sitting at home wearing red, for all I know. It's possible. I have mine on. But we just celebrate it. I think, yeah, and we should, shouldn't we? And in the midst of it, we hear what John, the evangelist, is saying here. He's pointing to this day for us in this very short reading. And of course, all the other readings are pointing to it also. And we should get really excited about it. And something interesting happens in the church. Now, of course, this is an opinion. But since I have your attention, I'll share my opinion. We celebrate Christmas with extreme fanfare. Christmas is what God has done for us by entering the world, God incarnate, Jesus Christ. We celebrate Easter with extreme fanfare. Jesus, the Messiah, the Savior of the world, gave his very body and blood so that we could be reunited to God. Pentecost sends the Holy Spirit to indwell his people so they can do the work of God. I think we need more fanfare, brothers and sisters, on Pentecost. I really do. I mean, we should be so excited. We should be, under normal circumstances, maybe not today, running in the streets, preaching the gospel, as we heard in our very own collect today. We should be out in the streets preaching the gospel of the good news of Jesus Christ. Amen? Because this is Pentecost. This is the day we remember when we were given everything we need to do what we need to do. So as I was sitting and reading through this and discerning, where should I take this? And maybe it's because the way my life is at the moment, I've been grandparent more than usual, which sometimes looks a little bit like parent. And I thought, this day is about what a new term, only 5 to 10 years old, I looked it up, adulting. Maybe you've heard it. This term called adulting. This is the definition. The practice of behaving in a way characteristic of a responsible adult, especially the accomplishment of mundane but necessary tasks. Apparently, this is a term that younger people use for themselves when they do things like go to the grocery store, maybe pay their rent, buy a house. That would be serious adulting. The mundane things, maybe they cleaned the bathroom. And I thought, yeah. I mean, we all had that moment. I mean, I did. It was a long time ago for me by my own choices. But I do remember, all of a sudden, you're there. These things need to be done, and you know they need to be done. And somebody gave you everything you needed to do them, probably your parents. And then you sit there and go, well, who's going to do it? And you realize, it's only me. If this is going to get done, I'm going to have to do it. Well, now we call that adulting. I don't know what we called it other than just get up and do it. In my house, we just say, get a straw. Suck it up. Now it's adulting. That sounds more pleasant, I guess. But either way, when I was reading the readings for this day and reflecting on this concept of Pentecost and the idea of it being the church's birthday, man, we have had many birthdays. We should be adult by now. Don't you agree? I mean, this was the first century. Well, we've gone a little bit past that first century. Those are 100 years, by the way. And now where are we? 21st century? Well, we've had a few church birthdays. And I would say, brothers and sisters, it may be a good time for us to do some adulting as the church. To move away from looking at the church as what we can receive from it and recognize what Jesus has already given us and come and give glory to God for all that he has done and to truly give glory to God in the way in which we move and live and preach the gospel. Because we have been given everything we need. We're reading about it today. Go to the reading from Corinthians, and you can hear all the gifts that have been poured out. You can see in Acts that people were beginning to speak different languages. They were so out there and out of control, or appeared out of control at such a level that people watching thought they were drunk. Now, I promise, in all my years of being an Episcopalian, I've never left a service on a Sunday morning and thought, whew, those people are so out of control, you'd think they were drunk. I've never seen it. Now, I've come close to a few other side services, but we're usually pretty calm. And that's okay. It really is. We don't need to be accused of being drunk, necessarily. But we would be so great if we were acting so differently in the way in which we carried ourselves, in the way in which we were praising God, in the way in which we were sharing the gospel with the world, that people went, whoa, whoa, something seems a little different with you. We could recognize that Jesus has given us everything we need, just as most of us, our parents gave us everything we need to go out into the world and do some adulting. God has given us all that we need through the manifestation God incarnate, Jesus Christ, giving his body and his blood poured out where he died and rose again. And now on this day we remember he has poured his spirit out on the church. He's poured his spirit out on the church. And you'll notice all the gifts that are poured out and are manifested by the Spirit are for one purpose, and that is for the building up of God's kingdom. We can do it right now. Or we can sit and say, how exactly does that shampoo bottle get refilled? Magically, every time I get in the shower, it's like it never empties. Or we can do some adulting and say, oh, it's for me to do. So brothers and sisters, on this day of Pentecost, we are reminded that we, by the power of the Holy Spirit, are now grown up, adulting believers. Amen? Amen? And now, this reading from John. Out of the believer's heart shall flow rivers of living water. From the grown up, adulting believers, empowered by the Holy Spirit, flows the living waters. The salvation message bought by the very body and blood of Jesus Christ flows from our grown up, adulting hearts. Amen.